Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my secondary website and to this webpage titled The City of Rome in Bible Prophecy. The City of Rome is portrayed for us in Revelation chapter 17. In verse 9, it is portrayed as a city that sits upon seven hills, and in verse 18, it is portrayed as the city that was then ruling over all the kings of the earth in the day when the Apostle John received the book of Revelation. There is no other city in history that can possibly fulfill that description other than the city of Rome itself. And in that chapter, the city of Rome is described as a harlot, a whore, or a prostitute that sells its favors for money, for wealth, and for influence. Now, to understand the history of Rome, we must understand what it was before the Roman Civil War in 69 AD, and what it became after that period of time, a time that is also referred to as the Year of the Four Emperors. That transition from the Julio-Claudian dynasty to the Flavian dynasty took place in 69 AD, during which time four emperors came to power and fell. And the emperor that displaced and took their place was a man named Vespasian. And during those battles between those Roman generals over leadership and dominance of the Roman Empire, the city of Rome essentially had to sit on the sidelines and to discover that it would no longer become the seat of military power in the empire, but would simply be a religious center riding upon the backs of whoever conquered and became the predominant military power. And so throughout the book of Revelation, the city of Rome is portrayed as sitting upon the back of the beast, upon military and financial power, and as a religious institution. Now, for 250 years after the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, Rome was the center of pagan religion throughout the empire. And during that time, the leaders of the city of Rome did everything within their power to encourage the various emperors to stamp out Christianity and to destroy its book, the Bible. Then around 320 AD, with the rise of Constantine and his decision to use Christianity as part of his political base, and his announcement that God had told him to conquer and rule the world under the banner of the cross, the city of Rome went from seeking to destroy the Christian church to proclaiming that it was the one true Christian church. Constantine became the founder of an institution that is known as the Roman Catholic Church, and Roman Orthodoxy was established. And under Constantine, the Roman Catholic Church was established to steal three divine offices that God the Father had bestowed upon the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ: the offices of prophet, priest, and king. First of all, Constantine convened ecumenical councils that would come together and would declare for the entire Roman Empire what the Bible truly says. The first one of those councils was the Council of Nicaea that defined the Trinity. And so this gave the city of Rome and the emperor of Rome prophetic authority regarding how to interpret the Bible and eventually to be able to add to the Bible and to be able to create new truths, as it were, about Christianity that were not to be found in the original scriptures. The second thing that Constantine did was put off his baptism until his deathbed, with the belief that undergoing the sacrament of baptism, if rightly administered by an authorized priest or minister or leader of the Roman Catholic Church, could expiate and wash away his sins and allow him at the very last minute to be guaranteed that he would enter into heaven. This is a concept called sacramentalism, the belief that the sacraments of the church can somehow have the power to affect what they truly and only symbolize: a genuine union with Jesus Christ and a transforming relationship with him, such that anyone who is in Christ becomes a new creation with old things passing away. The fact that Constantine thought that he could do whatever he wanted and commit any crimes he wanted and wait till the last minute until his death to be baptized was a clear indication that he believed that it was the outward sacrament and not inward change and inward repentance that counts with God. Out of that sacramentalism has arisen a priesthood in the Roman Catholic Church that now claims that when it performs the Mass, it is literally and actually re-crucifying and re-offering the body and the blood of Jesus Christ before God in heaven. And this priesthood of Rome fulfills the warning of the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, that there would come a day when a man of sin would rise up who would portray himself and present himself to the world as God standing in the temple of God. Now the Roman Catholic Church and its priests do claim to represent God and speak to God and wield God's authority and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and the authority of Peter in the world. But there is no more blatant and more heinous theft of the role of the Lord Jesus Christ and his priesthood in the true tabernacle of God in heaven, and the fact that he alone is the only high priest and the only mediator that any of us can come to directly by repentance and faith and prayer, that renders them to be this man of sin that Paul warned of, and that the Lord Jesus Christ will consume with the brightness of his coming when he comes to earth again. The last role of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Roman Catholic Church usurps is the role of king. When Constantine declared that he had been authorized by the Lord Jesus Christ to wage war under the banner of the cross, he was saying that the Lord Jesus had made him to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so ever since the rise of Constantine, the Roman Catholic Church has maintained and claimed the authority to authorize holy wars and to send various kings and military leaders and governments into war on behalf of Roman Catholicism and their claim to be wielding the authority of God and speaking for God in the world. It is important that people understand these claims that Rome makes, that it has never backed away from, never had any doubts about, and that it continues to claim for itself to this day. This is why there has been the rise of Protestantism in the history of the world. Protestants protest these false claims of the Roman Catholic Church, and many have gone to their deaths and have had their lives and their homes ruined and destroyed by those who are servants of the Roman Catholic Church throughout history. This is why Rome is defined and described in Revelation chapter 17 as being drunk with the blood of God's people. The destruction of Roman Babylon is described for us in Revelation chapter 18. I believe that it is a nuclear attack that will destroy the larger Roman Catholic world in one day and even in one hour, and that it is an attack that God himself will institute, as it is described for us in Revelation chapter 17, that he will put in the hearts of the ten horns of the beast in Revelation chapter 17 the desire to destroy the whore, to eat her flesh, and to burn her with fire, because God is going to have his day of vengeance on this city that has been his most out-and-out opponent in religious terms ever since the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD.